Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, hey, buddy.
Morning. What's up, bud?
Let's get right to it. It's time for sports. I know you got a lot to talk about today. So
time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. I don't know if you know this or not. Bud has so many great things for you to drink during the summer, during the winter, during a bottle.
Dude, they really do have a wide variety of stuff right now.
It's unbelievable.
And they're all fantastic.
Yeah.
So my wife just got it's the summer pack, the retro summer pack over the weekend.
Oh, nice.
Some different flavors in there, man. And just, dude.
Good stuff.
All of them. Good.
Why don't you get your own bottle? All right.
Right. You know? All right, let's get to baseball. That involves beer. You know, you drink a lot of beer at baseball games.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball last night, some scores, man. Tigers beat the Royals 10-3. The Rays beat the White Sox 5-2. And the Mets beat the Cubs 5-2. Baseball news. This is kind of crazy. And I bet you saw this yesterday if you're on Facebook at all. Vaccinated fans were allowed back in Chicago's Wrigley Field. For the first time since 2019, obviously. This was over the weekend. They were allowed back in. That meant the return of the beer snake, Brock. The Cubs decided that they would allow fans to connect their empty beer cups once again into plastic beasts that rule the outfield bleachers. By one estimate, listen to this, man. The biggest snake spotted during Sunday night's game would have cost over $43,000.
I saw the man.
If all the cups held beer. Jesus. It was a massive snake, though.
Someone did the math of, how many cups there were, and if you look at ballpark prices, which are ridiculous, by the way.
Ridiculous.
And someone said if it's $12 a beer, is that what it is?
Good Lord, is it really $12
something,
a beer now?
Something like that, dude. Even if it's nine. I mean, it's like, good God, dude. I don't,
you know.
That's the one thing I don't miss. And maybe this will change when we start getting back to concerts and festivals and ball games. Maybe the big look. We understand it's been a while. We're going to give you a discount on the beer. Because, dude, you go to a show and you pay $1,000 in drinks by the end of it. It's insane.
See, it's not going to happen now, Brock. They got a lot of money to make up. You know what I'm saying?
Guess.
So you're going to be paying extra for a little bit now.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's what happens when you take a year off, ladies and gentlemen. When you were sitting down in your house not doing anything, not getting jobs. Well, that's what's happening now.
You've
got to pay $12 a beer. So.
Damn it.
I know. Damn it. Right. Anyway, let's move on to basketball because I got something I want to bitch about this morning. NBA last night, Hawks beating the 76ers 103-100. Good. And I'm glad. Real quick, I'm going to throw the other score out, but I want to talk about that game. The Clippers beating the Jazz last night 118-104. That was a late game. Tonight, your Bucks going to be in Brooklyn playing the Nets at 8:30. So last night, Hawks and 76ers playing, right? I turn it in, dude, literally 45 seconds left. So I didn't watch any of the game, but the last minute. I tuned it in right when Trae Young was shooting free throws for the first time. Gets hit, falls down, gets right back up. No, he didn't get right back up that time because he got smashed up against the thing. Like, legit got smashed. Gets up, shakes it off, steps up, makes both free throws. Plays a game. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Had a good look on it. Good attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
other guy, Embiid. He's like one of the considered one of the best centers in the NBA. Just a piss poor attitude last night. Dude, I'm serious. I tuned it in and I saw his face and I'm like, dude, that is not a face of a champion. They are going to lose this game tonight. And sure enough, who missed the last layup to lose it for him? Embiid. You and your piss-poor attitude. You entitled son of a bitch, dude. It pisses me off. I'm serious. He's sitting there at the free throw line just pouting, looking around, just, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Just like, dude. Sorry, I'm getting angry.
Getting worked up over there.
Getting worked up. It just really angered me last night. And I'm like, you know what? If I was your coach, dude, I don't care how good you are. You're done. Because not that's not how champions look. Michael Jordan never had that look on his face. Kobe Bryant never had that. He had the look of a beast on his face, like he was going about to kill you.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
He's just NBA players, and how entitled they are sometimes just really, really, really bothers me.
You,
and you know what, Embiid, you lost last night because of your attitude. Period.
You and I have talked about this, and we've kind of ranted on I think the NBA becoming a softer league in general.
God, dude, that was soft last night. Embiid, you softy, you soft.
Everyone's just chasing rings, and how they do that is they get all of the top players on one team, and it's like they go in like packs. So it's like, all right, so they'll right now they're all at the Nets, it seems like. Okay. And then they'll all go over to like Golden State, and then another team will be able to, and it's just, I don't know. It's I don't think it has that same kind of gumption as it had before, you know?
You know? Here's the thing too, is like if you think you get fouled. A lot of the times back in the day, they go to the basket, they go hard, they would get fouled, and they would yell at the ref while hauling ass back to defense to play defense. Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys now get fouled, and they just go right to the ref,
yep,
crying. LeBron is one of them, dude. I'm sorry.
Yep.
But, dude, you got to get back and play defense, man.
You know what, Hunter? Hunter, you and I need to get out on the court and throw some bows, show these boys how to do it, all right? That's what we need to do, all right?
You know what? I'm telling you. If I had the body like it did in the 90s, I'd throw some balls.
I'd box the brain out, LeBron out today. No problem. No problem. Show him how to do it.
No problem. The guy's just a specimen of an athlete.
I think I'd go up to his waist.
You're right.
Bring it on, LeBron.
Bring it on, LeBron. I got two more stories. I'm going to save them for the next hour. One involves pro football. It involves Madden 22 and two people. On the cover.
Oh, so two people are going to have their careers ruined because of the Madden curse. Fantastic.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll save that for next hour. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock one of the rocks.
Good morning.
Yeah.
It's 7:24, Brock Hunter.
Your balls are showing.
Such an idiot. Anyway, we got to keep things moving here. Because I know Hunter's probably going to rant about some sports stuff, so let's do sports.
Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. So guess what? When you're thirsty, you're not going to be thirsty anymore because Bud is going to take care of you, man.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm going to get the rant out right away because I want to end on a happy note.
Happy.
That's right. NBA last night. Hawks beat the 76ers 103-100. The Clippers beat the Jazz 118-104. There is a game tonight. Bucks going to be in Brooklyn playing the Nets at 8:30. Wanted to rant a little bit on Hawks 76ers last night. Tuned in literally a minute left in the game. Trae Young shooting free throws. Gets smashed under the basket. Gets up after a while. Shakes it off. Makes the two free throws. Let's go. We got a minute left. Let's play this game. Embiid on the other end, who is considered one of the best centers in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Just a little bitch last night. He just had this look of entitlement on his face. Like poor me.
Yeah.
Poor me.
Yeah.
Everything hurts. I got this bad attitude going in. Dude, right? I knew right away. I'm like, Hawks are going to win. They're
going to
win this game because of that piss poor attitude.
What I'll say is nothing wrong with being competitive. There's nothing wrong with wanting to do better. Nothing wrong with striving for the best. But I think you're right.
But if you have
attitude,
a smug look on your face all the time.
The attitude is all about it. There's nothing wrong with losing and then being upset and then pushing yourself. But, yeah, what we've seen, and I think maybe more in the NBA, we've seen some in the NFL, a lot of sports. Whenever they take that whiny, I shouldn't have lost, then it's like,
just
all right,
just pisses me off.
Yeah.
It really does, man. Here's the thing. Remember Michael Jordan? Remember when you push him around and get him angry? What would happen? He wouldn't have a smug look on his face.
That tongue would come out.
Yeah. His tongue would hang out, and then you were like, oh, my God, we're going to lose. Yep. Why'd you piss Michael off? Yeah. What are you doing?
You'd piss him off, and he'd come back, not miss a shot, play that much harder, and almost overdo it because he's like, yeah, you got lucky. Let me show you what really is going to happen here. And then, boom, he'd ruin your life and take the trophy away from you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that series is tied 2-2. And I hope, you know what? I hope the Hawks smoke them the next three games. Please, God. The next two games, I should say.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Let's get to baseball. Vaccinated fans allowed back into Chicago's Wrigley Field for the first time since 2019 over the weekend. That also meant the return of the beer snake. That's right, Brock. The Cubs decided they would allow fans to connect their empty beer cups once again into plastic beasts. that rule the outfield bleachers. By one estimate, the biggest snake spotted during Sunday night's game would have cost over $43,000 if all the cups had been full of beer.
They all had beer. That's pretty damn impressive. That's pretty damn impressive.
There's a bunch of videos going around on Facebook of it. You guys could probably already seen it, but dude, massive snake going through the stands. It's pretty cool.
I like that baseball is so boring that they have to do stuff this.
You know what? At least they're spicing it up, Brock.
Yeah, that's true. You're trying. That's true.
They're using what they have, empty beer cups, to entertain themselves. You know, one thing about that, though, when I was watching the video on Facebook, I was like, dude, I'd hate to be the guy that it came across where I have to hold it the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
you're holding this snake above your head the rest of the game. You're like, God dang it, dude.
Yeah, it's like, guys, my arms are really tired. Can I put this down? They're like, if you drop that, we will beat the hell out of you. It's like,
if you break the snake, don't break the snake.
Yeah, don't break the snake or we'll break your face. Yeah.
We'll break your neck. That's what's going to happen. So, yeah, interesting. Beer snake over the weekend in baseball. Moving on, pro football. On Thursday, the cover of Madden 22 football game will be released. EA Games released a video of two goats, one larger than the other, suggesting that there will be two players on the cover this year. There are plenty of people who believe Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes were at a photo shoot together in April and will be featured on the cover revealed on Thursday. I don't know how I feel about this.
Wasn't Mahomes already on? Didn't he already make a cover?
He was.
And then he got hurt?
Did he get hurt?
That was that same year when he messed up his leg or whatever. Remember that?
Dude. Come on, Tom. It's just, we don't need you. You're getting very fragile, man. You're getting old. We don't need you on the cover of that.
It's a picture of Tom Brady's tombstone.
He's already in a wheelchair.
It's got Mahomes standing over Brady's tombstone holding flowers. It's like, is this what we're going with, guys? Is Tom Brady going to die? I don't like this. I don't like this one bit.
You know, the opening music's usually some rap song in the Madden game. It's just bagpipes. In this one.
I don't know.
So, yeah, kind of interesting thing there. Maybe you will see Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes together, which is, I wonder how that photo shoot went. It'd be a little awkward, you know.
I don't know if Mahomes. I mean, it sucks losing the Super Bowl, but you can't really. I guess you lose to Tom Brady, who literally Mahomes grew up watching Tom Brady. Like that's right, the crazy thing you need to remember.
Plus, Mahomes doesn't seem like a guy that would hold a grudge.
No,
you know?
And Mahomes did everything he could that game. It was everyone else that did. It was Mahomes was the only one doing anything that game.
Mahomes is probably just happy he's still alive, dude.
Yeah,
he was running for his life in that game. But yeah. There you go, man. A couple stories in sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.